Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Resh Nun Vav Aleph, Resh Nun Zayin Aleph. This is Mishnah Berurah Yomi for July 13th. Sunday, July 13th. Resh Nun Vav. Kishahayu Yisrael B'Yishuvan. Hayu Taikin Be'er Shabbos Sheish Tekiyot Kedei Lahavi Las Am Mi'am Alacha. When Yisrael, when the Jews had their own settlement here in Eretz Yisrael, when they settled in Eretz Yisrael, when they were living in Eretz Yisrael, in the good old days, how you taken bear Shabbos, they would blow six shofar blasts on Eretz Shabbos, kedei lahavdil es ha'am me'am alecha, so as to stop the people from doing work. If you check out the sugyas, it talks about how at different stages they would blow, and different people with different malachas would stop at each blowing. Look at the Ramah now, Hagah. V'nagu b'kihilei hakadoshes she'kol shu samach l'shabbos kichatzi shah o shah. Right, the Ramah says here they've become the minag. Therefore, in many kadosh communities, right, in many kihilei hakadoshes, that shliach tzibur, right, a public appointee, he comes and he announces about a half hour or an hour before Shabbos. What does he announce? Shemachriz shet. The Shliach Tzibur announces Lahachin Atzman LeShabbos. He makes an announcement that everyone should prepare himself for Shabbos. V'hu b'makom hatkiyos b'yameihem, and this is in the place of the shofar, the kios, right, in earlier times. V'chein rohi linhog b'chol makom, and therefore he says it's a proper minhag to establish such a practice everywhere. Let's now look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, this is Mishnah Berurah, Reish Nun Vav Sif Katan Aleph. So Mishnah Berurah says as follows, Samech L'Shabbos Kechati Shah in the Ramah. Hayu Chati Shah Koidem Shenizkaseh HaShemesh Meitanu. When is it a proper thing to have Shliach Tzibur warning everyone, or having a nice siren go off? Okay, that's a half hour before the sun goes down. The sun gets covered, literally. V'zeh Achronel HaShliach Tzibur Al-Kol B'nei Yair. And this is the announcement of the Shliach Tzibur to the whole city. Sheyiru lahachin atzman l'Shabbos. Okay, and this, okay, is a hachraza that they should seek to it to prepare themselves. That the whole Bnei Ha'ir, the whole city, should seek to prepare themselves for Shabbos. U'lebalam lachos roi l'shloach ish levatel oisam imlachon mikaydem. And he says it's also proper to have someone go to people who are at work. Okay, to tell them to stop working earlier. The high knew how much earlier? Shtei shavus u'nachza kodem b'dei l'chavim. 2.5 hours before tzeitzak l'chavim. Shehu zman mincha k'tana. Rei mincha k'tana. V'kanoim ele'el b'sim reishon aleph. Like we said before, reishon aleph. V'zeh le'elach shah revi ha'kodem sh'nizkaseh ha'shemesh. And this is about an hour and a quarter before shkia, before sunset. Old kasav ha'magin avram. V'rei le'balei ha'chanuyos. Sheyizguru chanusan kemo sha'a kodem ha'shabbos. The Magen Avraham also wrote that the people that have stores, they should close their stores, okay, an hour before Shabbos. Ki gedela, ba'al melacha, the people that do work, like melacha. Okay, now we're talking about people who own stores. So he's saying people who own stores, they're not really doing melacha, but they should stop, close their stores at least an hour before Shabbos. Ki gedela ha'machshela, because the danger of sin is great. Shalafam in basar echad v'nimshach hamasa umatam ad shechashecha mamish. Because sometimes what happens is a certain important person can come into the store and they give and take the masa umatam, the bargaining, right, will last until chashecha mamish, until mamish nightfall. U'movad zeh, and besides this, kifi ha'ragyo sh'anashim kishabawus ma'achaniyos, and besides this, right, the women, when they come home from the stores, from the shops, rochsos for love shows, big day Shabbos, koyim lakas neros. Okay, they usually have to bathe and dress in their Shabbos clothes before lighting the Shabbos lights. They misachru miletzeis yavo chas v'shalom l'sveik chilul Shabbos. And if they misacher, right, if they leave the stores late, il chas v'shalom become involved, right, at the very least, to sveik chilul Shabbos. Okay, and this is especially a concern during the short days. short Shabbat, right, short Fridays, Shabbos comes in early. Therefore, it is very proper that they leave people leave their shops early to cause these problems from occurring. The Odos Kabbalas Shabbos Gamkein Yesh Kilkul. Okay, now also with respect to the correct time for Kabbalah Shabbos, okay, there is also a tremendous kilkul that's going on. Okay, there's a terrible nihugim yesh kilkul that are going on. Sharova am yesh lahem heter betos, and most people, okay, betos mistakenly permit themselves to do whatever is necessary. Okay. Shekol ol shelo amu bachu ol kabbalah shabbos kefi anav biyameinu. What happens is that people, you know, mistakenly commit themselves to do whatever is necessary for Shabbos, as long as they have not said, as long as they have not said Bachu or Kabbalah Shabbos, right? What we have nowadays, okay, they'll do things. And even though by then, guess what? It could be after nightfall. It could be after Laila. Right? He says, people make the, he's saying that there's great kilkul that comes out that exists nowadays with in terms of when Shabbos begins and people being mechal Shabbos, because a lot of people, right, make the toast, but as long as they didn't say baruch yet or kabbalah Shabbos, and kabbalah Shabbos, you know, sometimes goes in after night, right? People do all the things they need to do for Shabbos, even though it's night. The Alkein, right? Osim kol atzeruch on the Shabbos davar bishul lana mamish. The Alkein yesh lahakdim kabbal Shabbos. Therefore, people should be very careful to be makdim, to be early in their accepting upon themselves Shabbos. Ve'en lahamtin al adam gadol shadayin lo ba in the giyaz man shal kabbal Shabbos. He's a chusulo shlo yischael Shabbos al yado. So he's saying, therefore, people should go ahead and accept Shabbos early. Yesh lahakdim kabbal Shabbos. And then he goes on, he says an unbelievable thing. He says, and therefore you shouldn't wait for even an important person that hasn't come, okay, to hold up your Kabbalah Shabbos for him, because it really is a chus for him that you don't wait for him, because Chil Shabbos will not come on his account, right? He's a chus who knows Shalai Yischal on Shabbos Ayado. It is a chus that there won't be any Chil Shabbos based on waiting for him, because if they wait for him, the people that think that they can do Malacha until Kabbalah Shabbos or Bachu, okay, it's a big problem, because after Shkia it's already a problem. Safek Chashecha, and sometimes it even goes into Laila Mamash, you know, when Shul drag on. Okay, let's go weiter. Days. Bechol Makom. So he says it's a good minute, Bechol Makom, to have these Shliach Tibors going ahead and warning people ahead of time before Shabbos. Bechol Makom, they should know Yavar Yisrael Yechil Shabbos, so that Yisrael did not come. It's important to go ahead and keep people from doing Yechil Shabbos. Well, Bechilos, the Dolos Ma'od, She'ev Shalahachris, and big Kihilos, where you can't go around and make announcements. Nachal Ma'od, Shimtsuan Hashim Amis Nadvin Ba'am. Okay, it's good to go ahead. He says, right? Kilos Kedolos Ma'od, Shiyosha Lahachris. In Kilos Kedolos, where it's impossible to go ahead and have one big achraza, one big announcement, and it's Nachal Ma'od, Shimtsuan Hashim, to find people on this Nadvin Ba'am that volunteer for the Am to go Lelechul Zarez, and to go and to encourage B'chol Rechovos Kiryah Avdavas Kiryas Achanios in the whole city streets, that people should close their stores about Lachas Neres and go and rush to light Shabbos candles. B'cha'es Nimsakein, and we find this B'kamayos Gedolos, we find this in many big cities, that there are Chaburos Gedoshos Hamiyusados Alashkachas HaShabbos. There are such Kadosh organizations that are, okay, that have been established to supervise, okay, the observation of Shabbos, the observing of Shabbos, the Ashrei Chelkom, right? Ashrei Chelkom, fortunate if they're lot, ki heim mezakim es Yisrael, laviyim shem shamayim, because they're mezakim Yisrael, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in shamayim, v'yizkuav vorzeh, ha-mischaskim tamid, v'mitzvah zu levanim gedolei Yisrael. It's an unbelievable thing. He says, those who work at this, okay, mitzvah, will, because of this, be zeichet to sons who will be great men in Israel, those who are going ahead and doing this Sarchei Tzibur to make sure that Shabbos is being kept properly. Unbelievable. He says 100%, he seems to be saying they will be Zeicha. Like Eli, who was Mechazek like Elkanah, who was Mechazek Am Yisrael, to go back to the Mishkan, he was Zeicha to Shmuel. So people that go ahead and do these things will be Zeicha to Bonin Gedol Yisrael. We are now moving into the lack of the major Isser Durabbanan of Bishol. We already dealt with Shehiya, we dealt with Chazara, we're now going to deal with Hatmana. It's interesting that the halachas of Bishol D'Oraisa don't come much later until Shehiya Ches. The reason why this is all over here is because, as you saw, it's very relevant to Erev Shabbos, these halachas, because the halachas are things that you now have to do right before Shabbos, like Shehiya. Okay, which, and Chazar is going to go to that, and Hatmana you'll see also, there's Hatmana before Shabbos, Hatmana on Shabbos, so therefore it's over here in the halachas of Erev Shabbos. So let's look now, Sif Aleph. Ain't time to be Shabbos, afilu bedarash, eidom eis of hell. You're not allowed to insulate, cover up things, totally, right? We'll talk for now, let's say, insulate things, even things that are not, do not add heat, right? A regular towel, let's say, you cover a pot with a towel. That is also to do on Shabbos. Right, because as Rashi says, there's a concern that what's going to happen is you will go on Shabbos to insulate, to be, do atmana with a towel, cover up the pot to keep it warm, and you'll see that it already cooled down, and you will not thinking go ahead and reheat up the joel pot. This was one of the writings that Rashi held Yesh Bishalach Bishal Balach, because if it's a Durabbanan that you're afraid you're going to reheat the liquid, that must be because it's a concern for a Doraisa of reheating. Anyway, others say it's a Xerah, maybe you'll see it cool and you'll come to stir the coals up and light it up. Either way, there's a concern on Shabbos when you go ahead and insulate, even if it's just to keep it warm. However, at Ben HaShemashos, one is allowed to insulate, even though normally Ben HaShemashos we already stop doing things that are Aser. Okay, here there's not even an issue when it comes to Hatmana during Ben HaShemashos, during Safek HaShecha, because this is not a time when things usually cool down, and therefore this Gzeira, that maybe it would have cooled down, does not apply to Ben HaShemashos because things are still hot at that time. Right? The whole Gzeira was maybe it will cool down, and we'll come to reheat it, but the Ben HaShemashos things don't cool down. Ve'ein tamim b'davar ha'maisif hevel, afilu b'od yom. However, when it comes to hatmana that adds heat, afil miva'od yom, it's going to be usher to do. So for example, let's say you wrap something in tinfoil, you wrap a pot in tinfoil or a towel, and keep it on a hot plate, a plata, a blech, that will be a problem, because there you are not only insulating, but there's insulation with heat addition. Okay, and that's going to be usher even on Erev Shabbos. The reason this is because there was a gzera that if you can do hatmana on Erev Shabbos with something that adds heat, you might come to wrap things on Erev Shabbos in coals, and that would lead to stirring the coals. You'll say it's a gzera with gzera, the gzera that you can do hatmana with coals and that you might come to stir the coals, that's a gzera with gzera. You can't insulate with something that's going to add heat because you might come to insulate with coals, which is itself a Durabbanan. And that might lead to what? To stirring the coals. That's the Xera Zera. But this is one of the famous principles of Kula Chad Zera. It's all one Zera. That you don't do Atmana because you might go ahead and have Atmana with coals, okay, and you'll stir the coals. And therefore, any insulation on Erev Shabbos is going to be a problem if the Atmana is with heat addition. Right? If it's Erev Shabbos and there's no heat addition in the Hatmana, then that's okay. In other words, Erev Shabbos, if you want to go ahead and take a pot and just cover it with a towel and there's no heat being added by the Hatmana, by the insulation, that would be okay. On Erev Shabbos, the problem is going ahead and wrapping it up with something that's going to add heat. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to wrap it even if it's not going to add heat, because on Shabbos the fear is you'll see that it cooled down and you'll come to re-cook it. Okay, Mishnah Berurah. Aleph. Sifkat Nalef. Rishon Zayin Sifkat Nalef. Ain't something. Lachash is Gashal Atashil. Rates Aleph. You know, we're talking now about the Issa Atmana on Shabbos itself. Insulating on Shabbos itself. Wrapping in a towel on Shabbos itself. So he says, after it was already cooked, right? Rotsa lakmino, you want to go ahead and insulate it, but dava sheyishmor chumo, something that, like a towel that will keep it warm. Like pillows, blankets, right? I said a towel, but also that's just came to Shabbos, and also they do that on Shabbos. So taima, what's the reason? Shema yimsa az kedeira tzonenes, because maybe you'll find that the kedeira, the chum pot, has cooled down. The yarticha, right, the soup has cooled down, and you'll go ahead and reheat it. The chayim mishum mivashel, and you're going to be chayim mishum mivashel. And even according to like the opinion that reject Rashi Shita and hold that there's no chiyuv in terms of bishul is there kevan shenis bashal pamechad, since the soup is already cooked once before Shabbos or the chol was cooked before Shabbos, there isn't a bishul. Still, mikomakom ingil migzah, there's still a reason to be gaizik. So if you see that cool down, shema yichavim lad, maybe you'll heat it up agav le'esh on the fire, v'yichata v'gechalim, and you'll come to stir the coals, v'yishayev v'yischayev mishum mavir, and you'll be chayev for the malacha of mavir, kindling. Days, about the Sabbath Hashecha, already at Sabbath Hashecha between Shkia and Seis, Shbein Hashemashos, Ayla Kam, the Sivish Samach Aleph, Siv Aleph, Aga, Umashik Asadnisham. Check out later on in Rish Samach Aleph, Siv Aleph, what we're going to discuss over there. There he discusses when exactly Bein Hashemashos is, if not for us right now. Sivkat and Gimel, Tonin, okay, Bein Hashemashos, you're not going to be timing. Why? The Stam Kederos, Bein Hashemashos, Rosh Chol saying, because the Stam Kederos, Bein Hashemashos is still hot. And therefore, like a mixer, therefore there's no reason to make a gzera, but maybe it will cool down, therefore you'll come to heat it up, or kindle a fire, or whatever. You're not going to open sale, because the pashas by mash mashas, it is still warm, hot, etc. The food. Dalid, bedava. Now he moves on to tzatman on Erev Shabbos. So tzatman on Erev Shabbos is going to only be a problem when you have mosif hevel. When the tzatman, when the insulation is adding heat. Bedava, bechule, hainu. He's saying, you're going to tzatman Shabbos. When it's being done, it's tzatman Shabbos. Aval tzarech Motzei Shabbos, but if you're doing the atmana for Motzei Shabbos, so muchach v'simen taf reish tes, we'll see from simen taf reish tes, v'agva, sham de'ein matmini v'chol gavne. You'll see there again, you can't do any atmana. Can't do atmana Avram. Ach tamei azeh. Okay? However, the Ramah, I mean, the Magen Avram didn't really understand this. Umasek, this is a rak chumrahu, shenagu kain, the people are naeg, if it's Erev Shabbos, so you don't go ahead and do hatmana b'davar even she'ena mosif hevel if it's not for Shabbos itself. In other words, it's totally okay to go ahead and do hatmana b'davar she'ena mosif hevel if it's not going to add heat. You want to keep your chult hot, you want to keep your soup hot, you want to turn off the stove or the hot plate. That you can for sure do. However, there's a chumrah not to do that, even if it's if you're going to be insulating, even if it's not something that's going to add heat for after Shabbos. Maybe the Levush from Yerav Hashem, Masha Kassu was there, check out the Levush of Yerav with the Ronis, who they do Bevadai Mutter Lahat Min Letzarech Motzei Shabbos. And according to them, it's totally Mutter to do Hatmana if it's Devash Eino Mosef Hevel. Remember, Devash Eino Mosef Hevel means Hatmana where you're insulating where it doesn't add heat. That's Eino Mosef Hevel. Mosef Hevel is where that Hatmana that you're adding heat right, when you're insulating it, okay? So he's saying that these Yalab and the Levush, they're not concerned at all, even B'tarvas for Einsham, Afilin Minad Lachmir, there's not even a Minad to be Machmir, if we're talking about Hatmana, B'davar She'eino Mosif Hevel on Erev Shabbos, even if it's for after Shabbos itself. The only time it's a problem, going to Sifkat and Hay on Erev Shabbos, is when it's on Mosif Hevel. When you're wrapping something up, right, and there is heat addition with the wrapping up. You wrap something up and you keep it on a hot plate. You wrap something up and you keep it on a blech. You wrap something up and you keep it on a radiator. What's the concern? Gzeira shema yatmin be'efer, because maybe you'll come and you'll be matmin in efer sheyesh bo gecholim, in a coal, an efer, an ash with coal, and then yichate b'Shabbos, which will lead to starting coals on Shabbos. Vav v'afilu mibod yom, right? Kasev ha'primegadim. The afilu in hitmin kodem chatzos ba'bokeh. The Afilu says, even if it's before chatzos in the morning, it doesn't make a difference because the Isser is not doing it right before Shabbos. The Isser is doing it before Shabbos, and it remains in that hatmana state as Shabbos arrives. So if you go ahead and you do that hatmana well before Shabbos, but it's with something that's adding heat, it's also to leave it on going into Shabbos. Mikomakom avid isura. You're going to be over there. So even if you did this in the morning, Shemash Shabbat, you write in the morning, your shulchan is ready, and you wrap it up, and you put it on in the morning. And you keep it on that way until Shabbos. It's going to be an Isser. Kishemash Shabbat, Mana Zerah Shabbos, since you're leaving it as a Mana for Shabbos, the Eino Masalik, and you didn't go ahead and take it off before nightfall. Again, Hatmana, the Dabba Shalem Masay Ravel, is not the Isser of the act. It's the act that, okay, that just sets off the Isser, which is you having left it on going into Shabbos with a Dabba Hamasay Ravel, where you insulated with something that's going to add heat. Zion. We gotta go back to Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch then goes in and says, "V'im hitzvim the davar ha'meisav hevel." If someone did hatmana on Erev Shabbos with a davar ha'meisav hevel, where you insulated where there was heat addition, you covered something and you put on a plata, hatavshel also afil b'di'evet. The tavshel, like the trunk, the soup, is also even b'di'evet. The dafka b'tzaynen sh'eschanim or sh'eschamik v'yafelo is dafka where you had something that was cold that was heating up with this wrapping, or sh'eschamik the yafelo, or it gets better with the wrapping. It's a nice gesunter chomp. Beforehand it was like a very, like, you know, crunchy beans. Now it becomes like a nice gesunter chomp. Aval ba'omer b'chamimuso k'shar yishayim mutter. But if it just stays at its same level of heat that it was originally, then it would be mutter. Let's check out now the Mishnah Brura. So sifkat and zayin, so ocean stomach, perish. What do you mean it's usher if it's in stomach v'yafelo? We're talking about b'diyavet. Aval chachila, when it comes to atmana, usher afilu m'stamik v'ralo. It's usher even if it's going to be bad for it, because it's a one blanket gzeri. You're not going to do atmana b'devar ha'mosav hevel. K'mo shekasa b'siv zayin, like we'll see in siv zayin. Ches b'omer b'chamimuso, if it just retains its heat, it's not going to be usher to eat, even if you went ahead and put it in the davar ha'mosav hevel. It was like a chicken soup, where it didn't really get, you know, it was boiling before, and now it's in the davar ha'mosav hevel. So then, hatam, it's not going to be asr b'di'evet. So hello, honey, ma'aser klal, because it didn't really accomplish anything. There's no hana you got from this ma'aser. The kafir of the Avram, to who adin ha'matrim b'Shabbos, and the Rav this is the same thing. If a person was over the isr, which is asr, to do atmana on Shabbos, when you're dealing obviously with davar she'ena mosav hevel, even when you're dealing with something that's not mosav hevel, the shari b'di'evet. If the yevet, you could have it. So if you go ahead and you're over the isser, let's say on Shabbos, of wrapping a chomp off the fire in a towel, which is asr, we said, because maybe you'll come and see that it cooled down and you'll heat it up, it's still going to be mutter b'di'evet, because even then you did, afagav the asr yisura, even though you did an isser, ha'ena ela omei b'chamimuso, because all it's doing is keeping the heat in, and therefore there is the maisa did not accomplish anything that you are asr to get hana from. B'di'evet. Let's now move to the Rama. So, Mr. Brewer, the Rama says, "Yesh oyim zim shachach fit mishagig b'davar amosif hevel shari le'echol." So, Rama says that a person forgot and he did hatmana b'shogeg with adding heat, it is permissible to eat. Look at the Mr. Brewer now. Yesh oyim zim shachach. Who adin mishagag b'din? So too, if he didn't know the halacha, the summer shomutter, he probably is allowed to insulate, wrap up, bedover amosif hevel. Dam zeh shogeg mikri. It's also considered shogeg. Yud shari leechol. Tama yesh omrim hu. The tama yesh omrim is as follows. Why do they hold that it's mutter to eat, but the evidence is shogeg? The sfirah that mana shava bezel shia, because they hold that mana is like shia in this. The pasuk amachaber leevelation of gimel sif aleph. Dim shachach v'shah. If you remember by shia, afilu tavshil shem estamik v'yafelo mutter leechol. All right. Even the tavshil that was mitstamik v'yafelo, which was also in terms of Shehiyah according to the Shulchan Aruch, remember Yalak the Chachamim, it was still b'di'evet mutter to eat, because the Hana was not significant, because it was already cooked. However, you know, that's the Magen Avraham, that's the Avraham, they hold the Mechaber here, Sfira Lei Dafilu B'Sholeg Aser, they know that it's different, that by Hatmana Yim B'Sholeg, it's Aser Lechol Ad Motzei Shabbos, and that's why the Kach Sasa Magdal, that's why the Mechaber leaves it blank, that it's Aser until Motzei Shabbos b'di'evet. When we come makom near makom atzarech, however he says makom atzarech, yesh smocha dasi yesh om, you can rely on yesh omim azeh, shabbei achronim etzadim kain, ubeprad imayi special kol tzorchu, and specifically if it was fully cooked, the lav hachi yesh makil makam v'siv zayim b'agah, because even without it, there are those that are makil, as we'll see in siv zayim ramah, alkein in lahachmi b'zel in b'yavid shogeg, therefore you should not be machmir with respect to this, b'yavid b'shogeg. So what he's saying is that if the makom atzorech is not tzorech gadol, not like it's the main part of the meal, but it's tzorech, it's not very minimal either, it's like a side dish, you know, it's going to add to your Shabbos. Then you can rely on the sheet that if you did have mana, but Deborah, Moshe Fevel, okay, let's say you did have mana, Deborah, Moshe Fevel, on your yummy chicken soup that you're going to have at night. So, and it's a big geshmak, the chicken soup. So you say you can rely, even if you did have Deborah, Moshe Fevel, you wrapped it up. So this is the Lachol Mice. You wrapped up a pot of soup and a towel and you put it on the blech. It was usher to do because it was a mana, Deborah, Moshe Fevel. So he's saying, you didn't know the halacha, so but the yevid, you could eat it on Friday night. If you knew the halacha, okay, then obviously it's also the Moshe Shabbos. If it was something that was not a tzarech really, that at all, wasn't going to add so much on a Shabbos, then you should not rely on this Ramah, because you have the Magen Avraham and the Gra, that say the Bechaber was Machmir, even Beshogeg. Let's move right to it. Okay, now the Ramah goes on. The Yesh Omrim, the Kolza Eina also Elikish Orsol Tzarech Laila. He now brings a very fascinating Yesh Omrim, because this whole Isra of Atzmana, the Dover Amois of Hevel, is only when it was done, okay, for, let's say, Hatzmana of chicken soup for the night. Aval Kishamad Nitzarech Machab, you're doing Hatzmana, for example, let's say for a chunk, that you for sure never eat, you never eat this chunk at night, it's already, you know, it's partially cooked now, you're for sure not going to eat it, you don't stay up until 12 o'clock and eat it at night, you're for sure not going to eat it the next day. So this Shita holds, right, that Kishamad Nitzarech Machab, but if it's for something like a chunk, Mutter Lahafne Barodion, then it would be Mutter, to be do Atmana when it's Friday, B'davar, even B'davar Shemais of Hevel, U'B'Di'Ever, he says, Yesh L'smoch HaZeh, and you can rely on this B'Di'Ever, U'B'Vav Shalai Yeh Ragel HaSos Kein, as long as you're not, you know, ruggled to do this. You should not make it your habit to take your chunk, which you never eat chunk in your house till Shabbos. It's a big issue in your house. You don't eat Friday night chunk. So, you should still not be ruggled to do Atmana B'davar Shemais of Hevel, you should not be ruggled to wrap it up and keep it on the hot plate. Now, you have to understand, we're not talking now about draping things over a pot. You might be able to, as we'll see later on, drape a towel over a pot. We're talking about you wrap the total pot on the pot there. Okay? So even though there's Yesh Omrim, that since you're not going to have that chunk until the next day, for sure, you should not rely on this and not become a regular habit. Now let's go to the Mishnah Berurah. So what's the basis for this Kula, this Yesh Omrim, where they allow you to do Hatzmana if it's for the next day as opposed to the night? So he says, what's the main basic reason for the issur of Atmana when you have Atmana where you're adding heat? Because maybe you'll come to insulate with a remetz, with coals. But here, since you're doing Atmana for the next day, because even if the tafsha doesn't get right to Machal Ben Rusai, right? Yisvashal Lemeira, it's going to cook the Meira, call out all night. The Lord Yavol Achtois, and you're not going to want, you're not going to come to start it. Ruad in the Sfira Yishon, like that, the Mutalach, and it's Klashal Ben Sikol Techo. And this Shita holds, you can also do what money, even if it's fully cooked. The Lord Yavol Gam Kein Lachtois, because you're not going to come to start it, because it's for the next day. Yalkein Mutal Bezeh, after Mach Ben Mutalach Laila. And therefore he says, it would be okay. And therefore, according to this sheet, it would be okay even to do Atmana if something was fully cooked, even if it's for the night, because you're not going to stir it because it's fully cooked. Even if you do Atmana for the night, if it's something that you're for sure not going to stir. Rukadasi Yesh Makila comes in Siv Zayin. This is going according to the Yesh Makila in Siv Zayin coming up. But he says, you should not be ragil with this. Mashman didn't be ragil if you are ragil after the Evidasar. And it's only if you're really desperate. Once in a blue moon. But if you make this your habit, even b'di'evet it's going to be usher. V'atam to meikir adin, ein le'em makom mishom. Because the reason is because meikir adin, there's no makom to this yesh omen, k'mo shekasav agrah, shai paiskim, v'chein kasav ba'yesh, like really, this is a very, very weak shita, kula, v'chein kasav ba'yesh mekilin, v'kamen, ein le'em makom b'din, right? And you can see that the yesh mekilin coming up, don't have any makom b'din, v'v'kach kasav shem amad, ein le'em hoi kein b'shayim mekomos. After the Rosh says, you should not be knowing like this, b'shayim mekomos. So it's Mashem this Ramah that really we're just saying that the Yevet, you could rely on it if you did it like. You shouldn't really rely on this very, very, very Shvach Heter, okay, to rely on doing Hatmana for the next day or once it's fully cooked, okay. Bottom line, Hatmana is Asir B'Davar HaMosef Hevel, period, no matter what the scenario is, as we saw before, even if it's Damek V'Ralo, the Isir is there. But the Yevet, whether you can have it, okay, so there we saw different shitas, shogeg and mezid, b'shogeg if you did it, okay, so you have the Ramah to be samechan if you did this iser b'shogeg. Ad kan.